couldn't pick just one. It was a tie. Get it? Tom Gorsey, dear Drew, is it possible to get a starting right tackle and move up enough in the second round to get one of the better quarterbacks Houston is probably looking toward? Definitely possible, and I kind of like your thinking. Although you get kind of tricky there, it gets kind of dicey there if the guy you think you want is going to be there. Because if there's a quarterback that you really want, you probably should just go ahead and take him. So I like what you're thinking, but I don't know that the Texans are going to move that way. Alfredo Portillo says, dear Drew, I think the Texans should draft around Tom Savage and not take a quarterback in this draft. I could see them not going with a quarterback in the first round, but I do think they are going to take a quarterback at some point in the draft. But we'll count you in the Tom Savage camp, and I'm looking forward to seeing what Tom Savage can do as well. Ian Cottle, dear Drew, do you see the possibility of the Texans drafting a linebacker or safety in the first round instead of an offensive tackle? Yeah, sure. I mean, there's a lot of really great players at both of those positions, linebacker and tackle, and both inside and outside linebacker difference makers that I could totally see, totally see the Texans going that route. But there are a few intriguing offensive line options, like you mentioned. Samantha Hallis, dear Drew, since Jadeveon Clowney made such an impact when playing defensive end, is there a possibility we could keep him at that position and draft a linebacker? And is TJ Watt a possibility? Yes and yes. I think Clowney's probably going to play defensive end next year. And I do think if Watt were to be there at 25, the Texans would think long and hard about picking him up because he's a difference maker. He's young to the position, and he's got the measurables, big hands, big size. He's quick and can do a lot of things. So, yeah, that's a definite possibility, Samantha. And, Samantha, it's your lucky day because you not only asked a great question and got it answered, but you win scratch-offs. So email us here and say, hey, I'm Samantha. Give me some scratch-offs, please. Chris Royal, you hit me with like 19 questions, so I'm going to answer this one. Dear Drew, do you media guys... I'm not a media guy. I work for the Texans, but anyway, I know what you mean. Do you media guys have to move to West Virginia for the entire Texans camp, or do you get to go home and come and go periodically? It's going to be the latter. I'll be there for the most of the camp, but I'll probably come home a little bit as well because I'd like to stay married. My good pal Bill Richards has this. Dear Drew, are the Texans going to sign Andre Johnson for a day so he can retire as a Texan? I would put money on that. Yes, I think that's going to happen, and I think it's going to happen sometime in the 2017 calendar year. Don't know if it'll be here before the summer or during the summer or during the season, but I think it's going to happen this year. So, yes, I would look for that to go down. Sean Anderson, dear Drew, here's something that will catch your attention. You notice every time you do, dear Drew, it's always a video running in your background. Are you serious? What? Really? There's video in my background? And my good pals, Victor and Edith Gallegos, dear Drew, what does the future hold for Jalen Strong in Houston? Well, Jalen's going to compete, coming back from an injury at the wide receiver spot. He's a guy who has a lot of promise, can do a lot of really good things, and I think the Texans are going to rely on him for some big plays again down the line, so look out for him next year to be in the mix at wide receiver. I love getting questions from you, and again, you guys ask some good ones. We'll see you next time on Dear Drew.